CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Havana calling. CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Radio Havana calling all shortwave listeners and radio amateurs. Welcome to... DXers Unlimited, Radio Havana's weekly feature dedicated to the fascinating world of radio communications.
Hola, amigos radio aficionados all around the world. Yes, this is the middle of the week program of DXers Unlimited, your favorite radio hobby show, reaching you when the sun continues going through a period of extremely low activity, a very quiet sun, sending the June of 2019 International Sunspot Number Average, the count, down to just 1.2. Yes, almost zero for all practical purposes, just 1.2, the number of sunspots for the whole month of June. The sun is moving across the nadir, or period of minimum activity, of the present solar cycle number 24. Okay, we're keeping a close watch for any possible increase in solar activity following the end of cycle number 24, the one with the most unusual behavior in more than 200 years. I'm Manicoro, Radio Amateur CO2KK, the host of this twice-weekly program, where you will learn about the more than 90 different ways that are open to all radio hobby enthusiasts all around the world, and also those in space, too, that can practice the hobby, too, at the ISS. Be aware that some of those ways of playing with your radios may involve a lot of work on your part, studying complex technical problems, and perhaps also requiring a significant investment. Like, for example, if you ever decide to try amateur radio Earth-Moon-Earth communications links. But there are other things that can provide low-cost and easy-to-put-in-practice modes, like FM broadcast band DXing, ideal for the summer season, using just a radio receiver for the frequency range where those stations transmit connected to an external antenna. FM broadcast band DXing is quite different from the classic AM broadcast band hunt for long-distance stations, because the propagation of the FM band signals is dominated by both weather-related events and not very frequently, but also happening highly ionized patches of ionosphere at the height of the E layer, so you have sporadic E skip on the FM band. Now let me add that another low-cost way of enjoying the radio hobby has a connection with the preservation of our planet Earth, because it is based on building radios and accessories using recycled electronic components that are desoldered from equipment that is no longer possible to repair. Here at DXers Unlimited, regular listeners already sent me several examples, excellent examples of radio sets built using recycled parts that I have attempted to duplicate, and I must say with a high degree of success, thankfully. Si amigos, yes, my friends, we, my Canadian Francophone listeners, this past weekend, I took some time to organize my big garage workshop, quite challenging job, that led me to find the long-time lost notebook with the band handwritten notes and diagrams of several of DXers Unlimited listeners' circuit ideas were kept. Of course, that I tried to finish at least the organizing effort required by workbench number one, but the finding of the notebook cut short the rest of the planned job as an immediate startup to locate the parts to build one of the radios began. This finding derailed my intention. To make a long story short, everything worked after testing the CFL radio medium power transistors used for amplifying the low-level audio. Yes, amigos, this is Radio Havana Cuba. The name of the show is DXers Unlimited. Our middle-of-the-week program is now on the air for you. And the story about the CFL radio receiver circuit diagram continues here. The original design came from radio amateur AA1DJ, Michael Rainey, who built the receiver using mostly parts from broken compact fluorescent light bulbs. In the original circuit, Michael used another amplifier following the direct conversion processor. It was made using two stages of the BUL128A transistors that provided enough gain for producing enough audio output, into a pair of headphones coupled by means of an impedance matching transformer. It worked very well. I decided then to add a third high-gain transistor that was connected between the product detector and the two-stage original audio, and that worked perfectly well, too. By the way, I used a Colpitz oscillator for the mixing and a Polyakov detector for the detector of the IM radio wave in single sideband with perfect quality. A similar project following the same design criteria for the receiver was designed for making use of recycled parts to build a three-stage crystal control CW radio telegraphy low power transmitter, but I soon found out that with CFL light bulb transistors the rig could only work up to the 80 meters band. All my attempts to make the BUL 128 transistors oscillate on the 40 meter band failed catastrophically. They didn't work. And now at the end of the show, our high-frequency propagation update and forecast. The solar flux hovering at the base level, around 65 units and steady. I expect most sporadic E-skip events to be happening all through the week, this week, and until the end of July. You can send your single reports and comments to info@enet.cu or via email to Arnicoro, Radio Havana Cuba, Havana Cuba.
And that's all for today. This is Arnicoro, Radio Amateur CO2KK, your host here at Radio Havana's DXS Unlimited, saying 73 and very good DX.